Ready for button.
That, like Batman. Like,
I didn't hear that. I have the button.
If I hit this big red button just right, an explosion will happen.
What is...
He's talking about...
Don't worry about it.
Stuff. And things.
There's a Batman.
I am glad that was recorded, though.
Yeah. Yep. I love those College Humor Batman videos.
They're those are funny. Great.
They're fucking great.
Commissioner Gordon.
Those tongues always out, too. He's like... Okay.
He's not dead. He's just napping.
This is where you took it out. Took it out. Okay. I'm so good at fighting.
Is it a small boy sucking their trousers?
Superman, you're having a bit of an image issue. You're fucking boring. You're fucking white bread.
Okay, guys, are we ready?
Yeah, dude.
As we'll ever be.
We're coming at you live. 98.5, I swear.
Whoa.
Remix.
Hated that. Boards were in the way, and I pressed a button or two I wasn't supposed to.
Button.
Okay. DJ Swizzle.
Welcome back to your Drop Dates, Internet's favorite T&D podcast.
I'm going to come back to you live with this podcast.
We're not live, though. We always say that.
We're live on in the moment. Whatever platform you're actively listening to us on. But, like, not live.
Yeah, I mean, we are alive. Maybe one day we'll do a live show.
I'm with you spiritually right now. Coming.
Live. Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay.
So where were we, Amber?
So you guys are on the island of Sartosa.
Mm-hmm.
You have managed to cleanse the curse on the island left here by... Captain Harkin.
Yeah, that was fucking chaotic.
It's
pretty bad.
Yeah. So the dead things on the island seem to once again be able to be killed. Those that were risen are still puttering around. But it looks like once they go down, now they stay down. They don't come back very shortly. You ran into that little family that watched your ox that one time.
Yep.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was rough.
That was some moral
super
dilemma.
Not stoked about how that went down.
Yeah. You
y'all were having ethical arguments for like 15 minutes trying to figure out what to do with that situation.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we bound them.
You did kill a child, yeah.
I did not kill a child.
Ack killed
a
child. Ack definitely
killed a child. Why did I kill that child? I've killed child.
Well, yeah, I killed
But Ack is also a child, so it's fair.
No.
Yeah. I think
And it was a corrupted chaos cultist child.
I think everyone in the party has killed a child now.
As far as
that's dark. That's a low blow.
Oh, trauma.
Emotional damage.
To be fair, Fargrim did it first. Fargrim set the tone.
I'm always setting the tone. And I'm about to set the tone again.
Let it be known, I didn't do mine in intentionally. It was just kind of a collateral damage thing.
Yeah.
We've been over this.
You intentionally sold 20 children to Zinge.
I don't want to hear it.
They live currently.
They are technically currently alive.
They are alive.
They're alive in the Lord of Chains.
They're spiritually alive.
Their eternal souls have been damned forever, but
alive.
You know, what she gonna do?
Define them.
Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM. Let's go this way this time.
Oh my god.
Fuck, I wasn't ready.
You did ask for this.
You did.
I did, but I regret it immediately. Hi, guys. I am Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer. And I'm about to set the tone.
You are?
I'm about to set the tone.
Insider of violence.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. That'd be exhausting.
Just going with that the whole
time.
Zach, Gregor, Black Wolf, Midnight, People's Champion, Champion of Ulrich, Defender of the Week, Bulwark Against the Terror.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
I'm Ben. I play Ack, the Kobold Skink Monk, Warlock of Ulrich, Black Pump of Ulrich, Defender of the, or Killer of Demons, Defender of Not Children.
Defender of not children?
Of not children.
What the fuck?
I was going to play off you, and then I lost it, and I committed to the bit, failed.
It's a wild tone.
The bit failed, but I stuck to it, because we commit to the bit in this party.
All right. I am Fig, playing Kronk Enator, philanthropist, sometimes for the bad guys, sometimes not. You never know. Always keeps you guessing.
All right.
Okay, so you guys are currently in the Temple of Manon, where you once again ran into the head priest, Aberforth, mm-hmm. who helped you guys on your spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
Watched as you guys were here, Chaos infiltrated his temple, turned all of the other priests and clerics, either died or fell to Zeench, and they left him alive to watch that.
Yeah.
Well,
that's some shit.
That's pretty fucked
up. Well, he's dead now.
Now he's dead. Yeah. We
Gregor killed him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I granted him Ulrich's peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're about to kill everybody else.
Yes. And yeah, you guys hear the sound of like this horrible hooting and laughter from the little side areas in the back of the room as hooting. Coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Hooty hoo.
There are. I don't know if I can actually do this, but if you could push those guys into the room. I
appreciate what you were trying to do there.
Yeah.
A massive grin appears on my face.
And on the other side, too.
I'm aroused.
Several would seem to maybe have been former clerics are entering in. One with this terribly mutilated... can't think of the bird now. The
albatross.
Albatross, like on his arm. And what seem to be little demons That'd coming along with them.
I was going
to
say, albatrosses are huge.
They're ginormous.
Yes.
It's a baby albatross.
I think they're like the biggest bird.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, they're a big bird. A baby albatross?
Borb. Huh?
Pretty sure they can fly for months albatross? Without ever...
They corrupted one.
They're the biggest government drones that we have.
True.
Okay. If you guys would all like to roll initiative now.
I would.
You bet.
Fucking cold, dude. Cue the doom. Oh, dude, don't
stop. Oh, hell yeah.
Do I have double inspiration? Because I had this in my dice pouch.
No, I didn't realize you had one in your dice pouch. Okay. So I gave you one because I thought you didn't have one. Because I thought you gave it to me to keep.
Okay.
No, I remember he put it in his dice bag. All right.
Put you in my ass,
bro. I got a 21.
Wait, let me get my paper.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I got a 19.
Wait. I got too many things in front of me.
Wait. Yeah, I rolled pretty low.
Also, I want to point out that when Cindy made the "I'm gonna come" joke, she didn't make a follow up. So I'm assuming Fargrim just came his pants.
I would like to think, yeah, there's like even a joke where he's just like, "I'm gonna come."
Yeah.
Statement.
I just massive grin. I'm just so excited to kill.
Fargrim's
someone.
Got a little wet spot at the moment.
Yeah, it's like you see these monsters coming, and then you see your heavy breathing.
Yes. Inappropriate.
You made the joke.
You're the one that fucking said it.
Yeah, it's not. It's not about who said
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kronk.
Yes, sir.
Where? What? What'd you get?
19.
Eck.
21.
Gregor.
It starts with one.
Oh my god!
Hell yeah!
Fargrim,
11.
You're busy saying.
Do you not
to
add
Aberforth.
Anything to your initiative, Gregor?
I mean, that's an at one, and then no, I have a dex mod of zero.
That's
so. Just Gregor doesn't get to fight.
Yeah.
You know,
he was busy saying a prayer over Aberforth's dead body.
We can't all front load the combat. Sometimes we need someone to react.
Hold up
to
the
first turn.
Yeah.
Of combat.
Someone's got to take up the rear.
Yeah, you got to bring up the. But
it's it was a tactical one.
Yeah, tactical Juan.
All right.
Sorry, gotta get these guys there.
Too busy.
Stuff.
Rolling.
So much rolling. Okay, so up first is Ack.
All right.
Beat his ass.
Get in there,
so I see the cultists coming forth, and I see the demons behind them, and I made a promise to Ulrich that I would kill demons on sight.
Eat the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So
every inch is about 10 feet.
10 feet?
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Okay. So I am immediately, I'm assuming it's probably kind of dark in here. Assuming with all
it's
the blood
inside.
On the walls and everything,
yeah.
I am going to right above the demon. And as I'm falling, the one in the back, as I'm falling, I'm going to pull out my dagger of Gaunt's Retribution
nice.
That I made out of his ulna.
Nice.
And I'm going to come down on top of the demon with it.
Okay.
I'm going to get two. No, I do have Grant's ulna still. I'm going to make that into a second dagger. But this is Gaunt's. Wait, no, I need actions, not spells. Where's actions?
Starts with
there
one.
It is.
Starts with one thing. I don't know why. Doesn't even matter.
So that's a 21 to hit for the first one?
Nice. That's definitely going to hit.
All right. So that is going to be...
Things aren't the way they were before.
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't the way they were before.
And
you wouldn't even
recognize
me. There's
something there
anymore.
That wasn't there before.
All right. That's...
What, Mama?
Shit. That is 13 points of piercing damage and 4 points of radiant damage for the first attack.
Okay. It's dead. I am going to need a wisdom save from you, though, as it dies.
Okay.
As you hear this just, like, horrible, like, it, like, rattles in your head, this laugh with its dying breath.
How's a 17 work?
You're good.
All right, cool.
It's emotionally scarring, but it doesn't physically damage you.
I'm going to bring my second attack with the dagger over to the second demon back there.
Cool.
That's only a 15 to hit.
That is still... That's not going to hit.
Oh, shit. Okay, and I used my bonus action to do that. I'm going to... because I have the mobile feet, I can leave without taking a attack of opportunity.
Okay.
And I'm going to back along the wall and ceiling, run back by the crew.
Run back to the crew. Okay. Yeah. If you'd like to move yourself.
Gotcha.
Or if someone would like to move back.
Move back.
How far can I move?
What's Axe movement speed?
60 feet.
So you could move 6 inches. Mm-hmm. Approximately. Yeah, that's about right.
Cool.
Actually, that was like dead on, Cindy.
Perfect.
Nice.
You can tell she plays Warhammer. Nice. And that's the only reason she would know that.
Right.
Okay. That'll be my next turn, next is Kronk.
Okay. We got this big group on the right.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Yes. For sure. I think what I am going to do, I am going to...
She goes left and you stay right between the lines of fear and blame.
Yes.
You didn't begin to wonder why you came.
I'm going to cast Chaos Bolt.
Chaos Bolt. Okay.
What bolt?
What's up?
Chaos Bolt.
Ulrich Bolt?
There you go. That's
oh, dope. Yeah, that's dope, cool, dope, yeah. Dope.
I'm going to cast it at level 2.
Ooh. At who?
I'm going to cast it at this first guy.
That guy? Bird guy?
Yeah, bird. Burb.
Bird person.
Burb man.
Borb.
Okay.
Question, DM. Wouldn't I be up by Aberforth's body?
Yes, you would be. Yeah. Good shout.
Mm-hmm.
Better?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Fargrim's model's fucking
okay.
Which one's Fargrim?
So.
The little one?
Kitten.
I get to choose between lightning or thunder damage.
Thunder. Feel the thunder.
Yeah, thunder. I'm going to go with lightning, though. I'm going to go with lightning damage. So fucking shoot my hand out and just lightning is going to zap that first dude for 20 lightning damage.
Did you roll to hit?
I did not, actually. Hold on. Yeah, you're
right. Man, you're crazy.
It's a good call.
Maybe we do this the right way.
Maybe.
DM, just be cool, it hits.
Where's my...
Five. I mean, realistically, this probably is going to hit.
Okay, so that's on natural 20.
Yeah, that will hit.
Okay. Sick. So then, 20 lightning damage.
20 lightning damage, okay. Yeah.
Decent.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, Kronk?
I'm going to back up a little bit behind Farge.
Cool.
I'm like, get in there, big dog. I know you thirsty.
I do be thirsty.
I don't want to take this from you.
Okay.
Frosting.
Okay.
After Kronk comes that cultist, not the one with the bird, but the one next to the bird. Mm-hmm. He's going to look at all of you.
Mm.
When you see his eyes, can just be like, as he kind of begins grinning to himself.
You see this big sexy man right
Shit's
there.
Shits pants.
Yep. He doesn't do that, actually, but someone might. Fargrim.
Yes.
Your special shiny nipple rings.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Begin. No. They are red hot. They are burning.
Not his nipples.
I would like to not counterspell.
I like it.
What?
Oh, my.
Shit. Okay.
Yes, it's going to be
I can't. Okay, I'm just gonna take damage though. I can't really do anything.
Yeah, yeah, no. This, you don't get a save on that.
Exactly. Yeah. No. That's just be what it be.
Yep. And because it is your nipple rings, it will do extra damage.
Oh no.
It should sterilize them though.
Yeah, you're not gonna have to worry about infection, but that is 16 points of fire damage.
Okay.
Damn.
My nipples.
Yeah.
I don't even have nipples anymore at all.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yep.
Can I take trauma damage
too?
Did
that.
Those rings are permanently welded into your skin.
Melted. Yeah. Melted.
After him is the cultist in the front on the other side.
I wish he would.
And he is going to cast Hold Person on Ak.
Aw. What the hell?
Wow.
What do I roll?
1 second. I'm pulling it up. Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. +2 to my saving.
Are you... How close to Gregor do you have to be?
I got a 7 + 2, so I got a 9. 11 if I'm close enough to Gregor.
Let me double check the rule real quick. As far as the... I think... I want to say it's...
It grows as you level up, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it.
I know it like starts at 10 feet or something like
that. I got the PHP right
here. You're most likely within that, though, because...
Yep, every inch is 10 feet, though.
Yeah. Oh, every inch is 10 feet.
That's what she said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tight.
So, yeah, you're like 20 feet now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like right on the edge.
Of glory.
I'm on the edge.
A really music-heavy episode.
Yeah, we are.
We do be popping off. We're real artistic today.
At 6th level, it's 10 feet. And then at 18th level, it's 30, so it's 10 feet right now.
Okay, so you do not add 2.
Yeah. Okay, well, then I got a 9.
I'm going to counterspell.
You're counterspelling? Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
What level counterspell?
It's level 3.
Level 3? Okay. Ak, you are not held.
Cool. Thank you, Kronk.
I got you, big dog.
Up next is the little... demon behind the bird guy. Sorry, I'm trying to keep all these straight.
No, you're good.
Gonna start its turn by mimicking Aberforth in his last moments.
That's rude.
That's
so his head's gonna fall off or
no, he's just my brother's the last of Manon, and just I saw them fall. All of them. And then, because that's not enough emotional damage, Gregor,
yep.
He is going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter at you.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
You ugly.
Good luck, dog. I can't counterspell again.
It's all good. I got it.
You windows.
I'll win this.
Gregor, give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, he's great at those.
I'm goaded at wisdom.
They're his best.
Oh, no. They always
they
go really
are,
well.
Yeah.
Honey.
It's an out one.
Okay, oh, no. So.
Notorious wisdom thrower. Oh,
no. It's all good.
Great.
I say you have an intelligence score of at least 4, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. You...
It's close, though.
For whatever reason, this really traumatic thing that just happened, it is so funny. You are laughing so hard you fall prone on the ground.
All the brothers died! You know what I mean?
Oh, yep. Oh my God.
Okay.
It's called dark comedy. Yeah. Liberal.
This is going great for you guys. Up next is the other demon. Because that one died. That's that one. The other demon behind Bird Guy.
That Matt Demon.
Matt Demon.
He is going to cast...
Revival.
Power word kill.
No, he is going to cast Firebolt at Kronk. Hi, Millie.
Could never.
I stole her cat toy to use to point at minis, and she's not happy about it.
She's like, we're playing? Why aren't we playing?
It's a Mom. Attack. I know. I feel really bad, sweetie. I don't think that's going to hit.
Missing is an exception.
How is a 14?
No.
Okay. A little ball of fire goes shooting right past Kronk, hitting the double door behind you.
A motherfucker would try, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he's gonna
so
get his.
That one.
Kronk did the DBZ slightly.
Fargrim, it is your turn.
Farge.
Big fudge.
I'm about to go Ultra Instinct on that bitch.
All right, so I only have a movement of 35, so I don't think that...
Who are you running at?
I'm gonna
sprint, bitch.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it to anybody.
All right, all right.
Yeah, but who are you moving towards?
Who's the closest?
Me.
Yeah, they're kind of about the same.
Bird person.
Beat my
ass. Can you tell me how far away he is?
It's what, 50? 45?
I'd say about 45.
Oh my god.
45?
It's done. God, I got the shit stuck in my
head. Real quick, you guys didn't bring Gary, did you?
No.
Absolutely
did
not.
Did you bring the wolves?
We clarified last time that they're all left
no,
at
our
home.
Companions are all back at the
torture. Edgar is outside, invisible, circling the perimeter.
Doing fuck all.
He's on Overwatch, okay? While we're in here, he's out there.
Yeah.
Watching.
Being really helpful.
The perimeter. It's going to let us know if anyone is flanking us.
I'm gonna move towards the guy that was eyeing me down, trying to burn my nipples off.
Yes.
They're still burning, are they not?
They are still burning.
They are, yeah.
Because I don't think I can do anything to take
that
away. But I will rage.
Okay.
And I'm gonna stare him down and try to frighten him.
Okay.
Does anyone have a player's handbook?
I have one on my phone. What would you like me to look up?
I wanted to see what the DC was for that.
For what?
Frighten. That.
The frighten thing?
Yeah, for the...
For your
barbarian.
Class.
Yeah.
Barbarian?
Yeah, let me... Barbarian.
It is 8 plus your proficiency modifier plus your charisma modifier.
Millie, no.
Okay, so my charisma modifier is a -1, so.
Nice.
Okay, so 12. He has to pass a.
He has to pass a DC of 12 or be frightened.
DC of 12, yes.
The cultist guy?
Trying to burn my nips.
Yeah, the one in the back right here.
Yeah.
You're about 15 feet from him now.
Yes. Just staring him down.
And 5 feet from the other guy.
That is, and you said this wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom saving throw.
He passes.
That's okay. I'm gonna pretend like he didn't.
He's not super scared because currently there's like sizzling coming from your nipples,
and I'm smiling though.
Yeah,
it's weird.
He's like, oh, maybe you just serve a different god.
Less scared and more like, what the fuck is wrong?
He's like, why are you into this?
We don't ask questions.
Okay.
We don't kink shame.
Anything else, Fargrim?
No.
No? Okay. After Fargrim. Sure I'm not missing anyone. Yep. The demon that Ak missed is gonna go. This little guy. He is gonna look at Fargrim charging his buddies. Fargrim, give me a wisdom save.
Well, I'm also not good at those.
You got this.
Start with 9. That's 9.
Plus?
Plus absolutely fucking nothing.
Okay. Fargrim, this whole situation is just so funny.
Oh my God.
You fall prone laughing. Like, you see Gregor laughing, and you're like, I've never heard Gregor laugh. It's such an infectious laugh that you also fall prone.
They're falling out.
Laughing.
Oh, incredible.
Like flies.
Oh yep. My God. My nipples. Gregor.
Just okay. Rising.
What is happening?
Up next is the bird cultist.
Bird person.
Government drone cultist, got it.
Yep. He is...
Hold on, is that... What just happened right now, was that a charm? Or what was that?
It was
that
Tasha's Hideous Laughter, which is an enchantment.
Spell?
It's an enchantment, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I checked.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. I just checked.
Yes, you are counted as incapacitated and prone.
I'm incapacitated and prone.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Wow. We're going to have to put the team on our back.
This is a
like
rough
usual.
Start. This is a rough
like
start.
Usual.
Our tanks are down.
We're about to firmly
don't even
grasp victory
firmly
from the claws
grasping.
Of defeat.
Firmly grasping.
I heard my name.
Yes. Ak does. A crit fail does not hit.
That's crazy.
You see, one of the cultists with the bird guy,
mm-hmm.
kind of like reaches his hand out toward you, and there's a little fizzling pop, and he's just like,
"Nice, get fucked, loser."
Nice.
That was first level. Okay.
I'm gonna murder all these demons, and then you're next.
The other cultist though is gonna look at you again and just be like, "Meh."
And everybody be looking at
plus.
You.
I get it.
How's a 10 act?
That misses.
Okay.
Squeaky.
I've become invisible.
Okay. Gregor, you are up.
Yeah, dog, check it out. I'm
get
geeking.
The fuck out of bed, bitch. Go.
Yeah, so is there anything I can do? Like,
you get a save at the end of your
end
turn.
Of
at
your
the end
turn,
of my turn?
You get
fuck
a save.
That. I don't like that. So I'm just going to expend. I'm going to use cleansing touch on myself. Just as an action, I can touch myself.
You don't have an action.
What?
Yeah, you lose everything until the end
what?
Of your spell. Yeah.
You are currently incapacitated. So you cannot take action.
I can't
or
even just cleanse
reaction.
Myself.
Nope.
Can't
even touch
in the
yourself,
eyes
no.
of the Lord.
Nope. Unfortunately, not this turn.
You tragically cannot touch yourself.
So I guess so I can just
roll
the. You can roll the save.
I can roll the save.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I just re-roll the save.
Yep.
Roll high this time.
Nope.
Wow. That's a statistical anomaly.
Nope.
Brother.
That's another nat one.
Brother.
Oh, my God.
That's three nat ones in a row on three different D20s. I don't understand.
That's incredible.
It's like Amber knows our weaknesses.
Dude, I swear, man. Gregor is so
I didn't
wise.
Even... Most of these spells came with them. I didn't even pick these.
This feels racial.
Gregor out here spitting all these wise-ass one-liners, and then it comes to this, and it's just not there.
Kronk, it is your turn.
We don't do well against
mages.
Okay.
Against mages, yes.
Who cast Hideous Laughter on Gregor? It was this one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, get him. Get him.
Let's see. I am.
Or actually,
do...
I think it was that one, but it kind of doesn't matter.
It does, because if it's the same one that casts on me.
I'm saying it doesn't matter which mini you point to, as long as like I know which one you're going gotcha. For, because I have marked down who's done what.
It matters to me, though.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think a cultist cast it on you, and a demon cast it on you.
Yes. So Hideous Laughter is from demons. Your nibs is from one of the cultists.
Ack, you smoked one, didn't you?
I did. The one that's off to the side.
Mm.
You did notice when you killed it, it vanished into a puff of iridescent purple and green smoke.
It's hot.
I'm familiar with killing demons.
These specific demons, I don't know how many Zinch demons you've killed before.
Probably not,
but you
demons
do
tend
recognize
to disappear.
These as these are Zinch demons.
Nice.
Okay.
Which I hate
explains
Zinch.
Their proficiency with magic and madness.
I hate both demons and Zinch, so.
Does action surge give you extra movement, or it's just.
No,
reaction?
Just extra okay. actions.
But I could spend an action to dash and then take
you could,
the
yes.
standard action afterwards. Okay.
Ninth level non-lethal fireball.
I don't have that spell no more, man.
It He's ain't only got
thematic,
lethal.
Bro. I only go lethal. I could set someone on fire with immolation.
9mm. Safety always off.
Doesn't even have a safety anymore.
Hell yeah, dude.
So I am going to cast... Rowlethem Psychic Lance
okay.
on that one.
On the one that got Gregor?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to tickle me from the inside.
He has to make an intelligence saving throw.
Ooh, okay.
Hopefully this dude dumb as shit.
That is...
37.
11.
Does not pass.
Cool.
So he takes 7d6 psychic damage.
Oh my god, bro.
That's
a lot on a demon that I killed with one day.
Yep, so that's 29 psychic damage.
Holy shit.
Okay.
And if he's not dead, he's incapacitated until the start of my next turn.
Is he cooked?
He is. Gregor, you are like writhing with laughter, and then like for a second you're like, wait a minute, Aberforth was like, a really good guy. Why am I laughing at a demon mimicking his last broken words after watching his entire world crumble around him in probably the worst possible way?
Right, that's...
You are still prone, and you're just having this moment of self-reflection. Be like, am I the asshole?
Damn, like, was I really laughing at like
YTA?
Amy Schumer-level comedy?
YTA.
Okay.
Anything else, Kronk?
YTA. Damn.
Oh,
bro.
Shoot. Did I skip Ack? I skipped Ack.
You did skip Ack.
He's very That's forgettable. True.
I am going to...
Please don't do that again.
I'm just going to move over here. Kind of consolidate.
Okay.
To this pocket. Okay. Cool.
Ack, it is your turn.
I am about to leave that pocket, but
yeah, you're good.
All right. So let me measure some stuff real quick.
Oh my god.
Yeah, how far can you blip?
I can boop 60 feet.
Oh my okay. god.
Should be able to reach most people.
All right. So I'm going to boop 60 feet over by the demons. I don't quite make it, so I am going to have to move.
No.
Sorry. Wow, bro.
And then I'm going to run over behind the demons.
Okay.
And I'm going to take out my dagger and I'm going to stab it.
And are you using your bonus action?
Bonus action to boop and then movement to. And then I'm using my movement to run.
Yes, to not get
an opportunity
attack. Is that a bonus action?
I would have moved around to not get within.
So you like. Because they're like right they're like in like the
over here.
Yeah, I would have jumped over the table and yeah, I would have moved outside of reach. So I would...
So he booped further to the left and then yeah. ran
like up the wall behind. Around them. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, just checking. Because is it a bonus action to not take opportunity attacks then, or how does that work?
I can do that, but I also have the mobile feat. So if I attack, I don't provoke
gotcha.
The
okay.
attack of opportunity.
That's so. What I want to double check.
Is Thank it a bonus you. Action or a reaction? I don't remember.
I would have to double check. I can double check, but I don't normally have to.
I think he can use a bonus action, but if he attacks, yeah, he
I
gets
can,
one.
I can use a bonus action yeah. to disengage like a okay. rogue would.
There you go.
But I'm going to get up behind the demon, and I'm going to stab it.
Okay.
Very nice.
That's a nat one.
What?
Ack, what are you trying to stab it with? Your little special.
It was Gaunt's Alma.
It goes skittering out of your little hand with your three fingers, and it just goes
Damn.
Dancing across the floor, ending up right by Farge.
Okay, instead I'm going to use my other attack to punch it in the face.
Okay.
Fists of Ulrich.
That's a 20, soft 20.
That will hit. Wait, Act, weren't you still suffering from Tasha's hideous laughter?
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
I counterspelled it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That will be, math, 13 points of damage.
13 points of damage. Okay, it is dead.
Hell yeah.
As it dies, though, I'm gonna need a wisdom save from you.
I figured.
That's not the one that cast on... Me, though.
No, that was, I think, the other one.
Okay.
That is a 17.
17? Okay. Once again, you hear, everyone in the room hears this shrill sound. It kind of makes, like, kind of like the feeling of, like, when you hit your funny bone, but, like, through your brain.
I think that was the one that cast on her, because this one that was behind the guy I hit tried to shoot a firebolt at me, didn't he?
Sure.
I think.
Yes. Fargrim, sure. You are realizing now that Gregor stopped laughing, and maybe you should too.
Yeah. It's not funny anymore.
No. No, it's not.
Read the room.
Huh. Yeah. What the heck, guys? Okay. So, anything else, Ack? There is one demon and four cultists left.
And
a bird.
I used my bonus action and my two attacks, so I don't have anything left. I can move back a little bit. Assuming I didn't use up all of my movement to get up there, but I'm just going to stay where I am.
You're staying there? Okay. Cool. After Ack is the cultist that cast heat metal on Farge.
Yay.
Yep. That is still in effect, and he's not going to get rid of it.
So do I take damage
on
again?
On your
then?
Turn, he... Yep. I wasn't sure if it's on your turn or his turn, but it is on his turn.
Okay.
So you're going to take another 13 points of fire damage straight to the nips.
Ooh,
Oh, jeez.
Ah.
Ooh.
It's pretty rough. Ah. Ooh. Spicy.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know if he can do anything else because he has concentration going on. So he is going to, seeing you as prone, that's not going to work. He is going
to... What's going to do
you
with all the
junk? You can cast cantrips if you have concentration.
You can cast other spells. You just can't cast an additional concentration spell. Yeah. Cool. If he casts another concentration spell, he drops it on the first one.
Cool.
But you can cast other spells. The big rule for that is just that you can't... If you use a spell for a reaction, it can only be an unleveled spell.
Gotcha.
That you can use, like a cantrip. You just can't cast leveled spells if you use one on a reaction. Because that has come up for me.
He is going to target Kronk, because you're standing. That's the thing I need. Kronk, you see from this cultist, this like ball of black energy goes shooting at you. That's a crit fail. Once again,
a lot of ones today.
Yeah.
On both sides.
And again, just kind of like
flicking his hand.
List lazily to the left.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for him. The other cultist is going to look at you, Kronk, in all of your glorious metal armor.
Yikes.
Could never be me, dog.
Kronk. You're going to take 6 points of fire damage as your breastplate just, it's so hot.
Sure. It ain't even that bad, dog.
And burning.
Your nipples.
Not all things considered.
A lot of roast nipples.
Who did that?
The cultist next to the one that hit Fard.
Bird person.
Yep.
No, not bird person. Oh. These guys.
Oh, over there.
Yeah.
Which one of them?
So this one got Fargrim.
Okay.
That one got you.
One in the corner with the scroll.
The scroll guy.
The one with the elder scroll.
I'm getting lost.
Me too.
I need to start numbering these guys.
It's bird person. Burb.
All right. And then.
I'm trying to label these to make this easier for me. And then. Our last little demon guy is gonna look up at you, Kronk, with his really, really big, really, really creepy eyes. And, I'm gonna need a wisdom save from you, real quick.
He said, Dad?
It's like, do I know you?
Deep cut.
Did we go to high school together?
That is an 11.
An 11. That is.
Very soft, medium roll.
I rolled an 11. So you're out.
Wrong.
I did my job.
Kronk.
Yes, darling.
You also, dying of laughter, falling prone.
Why is everybody laughing?
Guys, get up.
Man, that shit was funny as fuck, though, because that dude was innocent.
Yo.
Man, that's so funny.
So you are now incapacitated and prone.
Fuck me. Gregor murdered another innocent guy. That shit's hilarious.
Okay. And then up almost last. Let's see. He's going to go for Gregor.
He ain't going to do shit.
He ain't going to do shit.
If we all get knocked prone laughing right now, though, that'd be...
Everybody but me.
I'm going to need a wisdom save from you, Gregor.
Dang, dude.
Another one.
Another what?
Come on.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. That's the money right there. That's 26.
26, okay.
Was it a 2?
So this was from Bird Guy.
Bird.
You feel your whole body kind of like... freeze for a second.
He tried to hold me.
He did.
It was like
tenderly
a very weird, creepy hug. Mm. It was one of those "Where's my hug, guys?" It was that energy.
But involuntary.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually what he said to cast the spell.
Where's my hug?
Ugh. What's
that? Was
brother?
Bird guy. Not bird guy.
Sword guy? Sword guy. Axe guy or scroll guy?
Sword guy.
Okay, sword guy.
Sword guy is going to turn to Ack.
That's rude.
And he is going to cast.
Oh, he's casting?
Yeah, he's going to. I'm going to need a wisdom save.
Oh, me. Lord, he casting.
Oh, Lord. Come on, give me some.
17 plus 2 is 19.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I believe. Yeah, you're good then.
Yeah.
Once, like, you also feel your whole body tense up as you hear the whisper on the way.
Where's my hug?
That is exactly what it sounds like.
I hate that so much for us.
Yeah.
I don't like these guys.
No.
Very creepy.
Yeah, they really are.
No Riz.
Zero.
Very little. And then, Gregor, it is your turn. You are currently prone.
Okay, so I'm going to stand up.
Half your movement.
Then, okay, so both Faragrim and Krunk, correct, are on the ground laughing.
Yep.
Who do I...
No, I'm not laughing
Fargrim's
anymore.
Not laughing anymore.
Would I be able to identify who is the one that is concentrating on keeping Krunk laughing?
Roll me either history or arcana.
Would this count as an action?
No, I will give it to you as a freebie.
Because if so, then
it's, I will say it's at disadvantage, though, because you were under the spell when it happened.
Sure.
Clarification.
So.
I was incorrect. It's the bonus action spell that limits you from casting another spell in the same turn, except for cantrips.
Yes. Cool.
At disadvantage, I rolled a 15.
It's that little demon behind bird guy.
Okay.
It's far.
No, that ain't shit, dude. Because what I'm about to do is I'm about to do some hardcore shit, dude. I'm going to bonus action Misty Step right behind him.
Hardcore parkour.
How far is Misty Step?
It's 120 feet, I think.
Misty Step is 30.
That's 30 door. Feet.
Misty Step's only 30 feet? All right, so I don't really want to kill the spell for Dimension Door. So I'm going to use... okay. But I have 15 feet left of movement. So if I use my remaining 15 feet of movement, will that put me within Misty Step range?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to do that.
Okay. So you're appearing kind of like in the doorway behind him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise, motherfucker. And then I'm going to hit him twice with my hammer. I can't hit him with the Sunblade because I need my bonus action for that.
Motherfucker.
For my two-weapon fighting because I use that on Misty Step. But I can still hit him twice with my fucking hammer.
Do it.
Okay. Lap.
Sorry. That's going to be a 22.
That will hit.
And a 27.
Oh my.
That is also going to hit.
I will just roll all of the damage at once.
Please do.
I need that. And then I'll need...
Tastes like Waybogs.
Yeah, okay. So, it's going to be... It's going to be 21...
It's dead.
Oh, okay.
I will need both Ack and Gregor to make wisdom saving throws.
Guess what, dogs? Since I'm right in here, you get plus two
plus
to your
two to my save. Hell yeah. I'm going to need that because that's an 11.
Hear me out.
Is it another crit fail?
No, it's a 16.
A 16. Yeah. Okay. Ack, you take, after all this time, it finally happens. You take 1 point of psychic damage as this reverberating, screeching laugh ripples through your soul.
Fuck you.
Okay.
It's just all that stewy laughter.
Whoa!
Kronk. You realize you're the only one rolling on the floor laughing, and, like, it's kind of embarrassing, and your cloak's getting dirty.
Embarrassing!
Yeah, that's all I care about. It's just like, wow, this floor is really filthy.
Yeah.
We're going to not do that.
This place was covered in blood.
So much semen.
Your cape is... not semen. No, that's a different kind.
These aren't Slaaneshi demons.
So yeah. Much. But it does have, like, this weird iridescent dust on it, and a lot of blood and other fluids.
Wow.
Not semen, though, specifically. Okay. Well, different fluids.
We're going to want to clean that up.
Yeah.
Kronk takes a turn to prestidigitate himself.
Ack, it is your turn. There are four cultists. There is bird guy, there is sword guy, there is axe guy, and there is scroll guy.
Where did my dagger fall specifically?
It's right by Fargrim.
On which side of him?
It's on the closer side.
Right by Farge.
Okay. So I am going to boop myself over there and pick it up.
Okay. I don't quite know if you
did I get skipped?
Did I skip Fargrim? I may have skipped Fargrim. I did skip Fargrim.
We can let Fargrim take his turn.
Yes, Fargrim, it is your turn.
Okay.
Your nipples are burning.
Oh, my God.
They are.
That
they
will give you disadvantage on attacks.
Okay.
And ability checks.
The distraction.
Okay. I'm going to...
Just stand up.
Stand up.
Nice.
Okay, so from my understanding... Okay, who is burning my nipples? Because I thought it was this person, but...
I just imagine Fargrim shouts that out. Who is burning my nipples?
Fargrim. It's not Burga. It is
Scroll guy.
Maybe I did do this wrong. I think it is Sword guy. Is burning your nipple.
That's okay, what I originally that's thought. What it was.
Yes,
originally
yes,
thought.
It is Sword guy.
Okay,
that's
how far away am I from Sword guy?
Like 15, 20 feet. 15.
That looks like 20 feet.
I'd say 15, 20 feet. Okay. Close enough. You can make
So I would. I have 20 feet. If it's 15,
you stand up?
I have 35 total. Okay. How much would it be to stand up? I thought it was 15.
That's half.
Yeah,
half
so it, we'll say 15.
Okay. Then I would have.
You should be in range.
Then, yeah, you can make it.
That measurement goes past its base.
Yeah, that's 15.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go to him.
Yeah. Gang shit.
Hell yeah. I'm grinning. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Grab Kazook.
I pull out my gun.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset. So I'm going to go in a frenzy because I just started laughing crazily. Bro. My nips are hot.
Your nips are very hot.
Nips are cooked.
They're Our cooked.
Got up sketty.
Little strips of spaghetti. Bacon out here, bro.
And yeah, we're coming after this guy. We're going for it. Oh, no. 14 is not going to hit, is it?
They're mages, so maybe.
It does. It just hits.
Oh, really? Okay. Sick. Okay. I want to flavor something, but I don't know if I can be done. Can I take my nipple rings off and just, like, I want to like, force them into his eyeballs?
How are you taking your nipple rings off?
Rip them out. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
How are you ripping them out of you? How are you removing your nipple rings in this moment of stress?
I imagine they probably just have like a little piece that you can just.
Are they just the little ones where you just like pop them apart?
Yeah, I mean they're not like perm. They're not like welded onto me.
They are now.
Well, I'm just.
Oh, I mean, or if they are, I guess.
I will say you probably knowing
you know
that
what
you're...
they are. They're like key ring ones where you have to slide your nipple in and then you like rotate it around a couple times.
Yeah, like the key. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I would imagine it's more like the septum piercing, like
murder
the,
with Kazook.
Where you have to like spin them a little bit. No.
Okay.
I was saying you can do it, but you would take extra damage from putting your hand on the burning metal.
Worth it.
Okay.
Is it? Like, you just hit him with your really strong axe.
I've got two more attacks.
That's fucking psychotic.
So you are grabbing your hands to take your nipple rings
That's
off.
That's some crimson path, babe.
I'm also, because you're in so much agony right now, I'm going to need a wisdom check for getting the hot metal off.
That's a 19.
Oh, yeah, you got
I'm
this.
I'm motivated about this.
You're very motivated.
Dude.
You do take an additional...
One
that's
could say
low.
Fargrim is seeing red.
An additional 12 points of fire damage from this.
You guys remember the movie Transformers?
Yeah.
The one dude who's always people's
your
nipples. And
nipple
so
rings
mad,
are in your hands. Currently burning them.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and force them into his eyeballs.
Roll to attack. This would be considered in...
So I'm going to roll a different attack?
Yeah, she rolled already once.
Oh, wait, what?
She rolled a 14
hit,
to hit.
And then asked you if I could do that instead of...
Instead of using
I would say, because did you add your like Kazook modifiers to that attack?
Oh, that's
roll?
True. Yeah. Okay. So, what modifier would I?
I would
do
count
for
this as
one?
An unarmed attack.
So just be strength, right?
Yeah, just strength.
Just strength. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you have Tavern Brawler.
That's 19.
19.
improvised weapons.
Yeah, you get this guy. You don't quite get it in the eyes, but his face is now burning. So we're gonna roll the nipple damage off that.
Pressing them into his fucking cranium.
That's unhinged.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll see how he likes it. Yeah.
Just got your little fucking bull rings.
I'm sure he's gonna end that concentration real quick.
Okay. What else, Farge?
Then I'm gonna hit him with Kazook.
So are you dropping the nipple rings then that are currently burning into your hands?
Yeah.
Okay. To do that, because they are currently burning, you're going to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
To try to drop it.
That is a 20.
Farge is about that life.
3.
Yeah, you got this. You throw
this
your little...
one of the most unhinged things Fargrim has ever done.
Is it?
It's one. Okay. Yeah.
You drop your...
It's up there.
You drop them.
And Kazooka's ass.
Because it's technically you get to draw one weapon per turn as a free action. Is that taking the nipple rings off? Or do we...
That's your call.
That's your call.
That's your call.
This is up to you.
You know, I made you roll for it, so I will say, sure, you can drop them and grab Kazook as a free action. This is so surreal. Let's just go with it. Yeah, roll. All right.
So 27.
That'll hit.
Okay, cool.
Jesus Christ. I just, the whole time, Fargo just screaming because he's mad as fuck.
Just raging the entire time.
He is, in fact, raging.
Pain is weakness leaving the body. And it's also your skin scarring rapidly.
He chose this.
Did he?
He did.
These glowing red hot nipple rings.
He knew what he was doing.
It took time to untwist.
They were fresh out the oven.
There we go. Can't find my dice.
I don't want to disinfect those nipple rings when you pick them back up, by the way.
I don't know. They should be disinfected because, like, they're...
Well, now they're on the floor.
24 damage.
In the gunk.
24 damage. Okay. He is dead. The nipple rings are no longer burning, but they have singed the floor.
That's amazing.
Okay. Is that it? Is there more?
Oh, technically, I have a third attack, but I feel like I'm pretty satisfied right now.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I don't know if I could take that third attack because I feel like a lot happened right now. And
fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. And we had skipped you, so we are picking up with Ak at the beginning of the turn order.
Okay. And we established that the dagger is over here.
The dagger is over there where Fargrim used to be.
Okay. I'm going to boop over and pick it up.
Okay. That is your whole boopage.
And then I am going to run up and stab Bird Boy in,
Wait, you have 60 feet boopage. Never mind, that was not your full boopage. My bad.
I keep thinking
30.
That's as far as I can boop, but I can still move.
Yes, yes. No, I'm... In my head, I was like, oh, like, he only has 30. I got it mixed up with Misty Step, but
gotcha.
You're...
No, I got 60 feet.
Yeah, you're good.
His steps are mistier. They
true. Are. Yeah, and then I'm gonna run up, and I'm going to, stab the dude in the stomach with Grant's Ulna. Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Of retribution.
Roll to hit.
We love to see that.
And this is Bird Guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a 23.
23 will hit.
I would hope so. So that is a 8 + 5 is 13 points of piercing and 1 point of radiant damage.
Okay.
Does he die?
Not quite.
All right, then I'm going to stab him again.
Okay.
That's a 26 to hit.
26 will hit.
That is another... Oh, no, that one's a 6. Is that a 6 or an 8? Actually, hold on, I can just check.
What's on
that's
the other
a,
side of it?
That's a 6, yeah, because 8's next to it. So that's a 6, so 6 plus 5. It's 11 points of piercing damage, and...
is dead.
2 points of radiant.
As he dies,
boy.
Mm-hmm. The weird, mutilated baby albatross takes to the air, screeching at you.
Well, I already used my bonus action, so I can't do anything about that, but he's, yeah,
that is my turn.
Okay. Kronk, it is your turn.
All right, well, I'm going to just stand up.
Good call.
Smart.
All right. And then I'm going to go ahead... I am going to I'm going to misty step.
A little closer.
Into range of these guys, if I can.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you? Step. So misty step's pretty.
I think I might be able to with.
Remember, one is 10 feet.
Maybe. Because I've got 45 feet of movement.
Oh, okay. So you're moving too?
Yes.
Yeah, then you can definitely get in.
Okay, cool. And then
I will remind you, your attacks do have disadvantage because your nips are currently, or your armor is currently.
Chest plate. Well, your nips too, but.
Yeah.
What's the lighting like in here?
It's like medium lighting.
Medium.
Comparable to this.
Okay. Medium. Would you consider it dimly lit?
No.
Okay. Then I shall attack with my shadow blade at disadvantage. I have two.
Okay.
Do I have three attacks now? I think I do.
If you're a fighter, then maybe.
I should.
He's a sorcerer.
Yeah, I don't know how it works with your.
I believe custom, I have the three attacks.
There's a document somewhere. I think that's still accurate. I'm pretty sure you still get your normal fighter level.
So unnatural 20.
That'll hit.
27.
That will also hit.
26.
Also hit. And I want to. Are you hitting scroll guy or pike guy?
He's only in melee with the.
Yeah, the
pike
axe
guy.
Dude.
Oh, just pike guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mr. Halbardo.
Oh, that was all with at disadvantage?
Yeah. I'm looking at the numbers. Big numbers. Lowest he rolled was a 20.
I have really good modifiers because it goes the weapon, since it's considered like my special magic sword for my shit, goes off.
No, that's cool.
It goes off my Rizzler modifier and proficiency.
I see. But yeah, those all hit.
So 28, 15, and 19 for psychic damage.
Very dead.
Bro's brain very fucking dead. Explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Those neurons were firing.
Yep. Okay.
And they melted.
Anything else, Kronk?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, no, I'm not in range of the other guy. Never mind.
He's 10 feet
killed
away.
The wrong guy. Bird guy. Oh, no, bird guy is dead. If you want to remove bird guy.
Yeah, I left him on there because the bird is still there.
Yes, that's fair. We'll just remember the bird.
The burb.
Board. Oh, I won't forget.
Okay, yeah, that's it for me.
That's cool it sounds. For Kronk. Okay. The heat metal guy is going to yet again cook your nips.
Oh, one thing before I end my turn. I'm going to spit at the other guy.
Okay, free action.
Free action spit.
Yep, free action.
Roll to see.
Fucking spit at him.
Are you spitting, like trying to hit him with your spit, or just spitting in his general
direction? No, I'm spitting in his general direction.
Okay, cool. You're going to take.
Yeah, I'm not trying to arc a 10-foot fucking loogie.
8 points of fire damage as your breastplate continues to burn you.
That's fine.
Your nips are in danger.
Oh my god.
And then.
About to be flat.
I got tons.
The party of no nipples.
Seeing you come at him is going to cast. Let me see if that's a concentration.
The nipless heroes.
That is concentration. He's not going to do that. Instead, he is just going to cast inflict wounds at you.
It's a real hazard in this line of work.
Inflict wounds is a touch spell, so you'd have to run up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Amber, what the fuck?
You know what? Yeah, he's going to close the distance. He's
oh,
just going to
closing the gap.
Boop you on the forehead. Or he's going to try at least. Ooh, that might work. That's 17?
No.
Nope. Okay. Well, your armor is burning you, so he's kind of winning.
And he's in melee range.
Bro thinks he's winning.
After him,
because he's a lone survivor.
Fargrim.
Yeah.
Fargrim, it is your turn. There is a very angry mutilated bird and mutated. It's not a happy. Hey, there's a lot of weird stuff. It has like five eyes.
It's like flying though, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah, it's like not that flapping. It's kind of moving around in little circles in the air.
Not within range though. I'm assuming of me.
I mean, it's like hovering near. It was like on the guy's arm. And it's still around that. It's not like it's up like way at the ceiling. And it's not even that. I guess it is kind of a high ceiling in here. So if you want to try to hit the bird, you can try to hit the bird.
I can reach it. Okay.
Yeah, it is. You do have reach.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Why not? Let's try to hit this borb.
Okay.
If you won't, I will.
Is a 15 going to hit it?
15 will hit the bird. And I'm just going to stop you there. You do kill the bird. No. The bird had like 4 hit points. Right. So I don't think you can roll below a 4.
Can I see? Can you measure and see if I am within distance of 35 feet of this person?
Yeah, you got
You're
this.
About 30
yeah.
feet.
All right, let's get in there. Let's get in there.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to hit him too.
Do it.
That's a 26.
A 26 will hit.
Fantastic. I'm about to kill this dude.
Nice. Maybe.
Nice.
Take his nipples. Someone might need those later.
24 damage.
24, okay. Still standing, but not looking so happy.
Okay,
I have to roll for his concentration check.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm technically still in a frenzy.
True.
Because that just goes the duration of
yeah.
my rage, so I'm going to hit him again.
Do it.
Bet you won't.
That is a 16.
Will hit.
Finish the fight. Where's the fatality?
I will. That is 23.
He is dead. Kronk, yes. With a sigh of relief, your very chafed and burnt torso is finally not on active fire, but it still feels like it's on fire because, man, did that hurt.
Okay. If I pop a loud and pour it on my chest, will that work for healing, or do I need to drink it?
I mean, you can try it.
Fuck it, I'm gonna pour it down my fucking shit.
Okay.
On my open wounds.
How much does it heal you for? Or I should say, how much might it heal you for?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on if this works or not.
12.
12. It does, you do heal 12 hit points, and it is centered on your torso region, but it's not quite enough, so now your nipples are screaming.
Nice.
Because I believe you took more than 12 hit points worth of damage.
Yes.
Yeah. It's still bad.
I have 2 hit points.
It is slightly better.
It's stinging a little bit. It's like,
as you,
it's like a second degree burn.
Yeah.
As you open this loud screaming potion bottle, and having heard the sounds of battle, you... Echoing down, you guys hear like more shrill hoots and hollers in this room. I don't know if you guys want to investigate at all or if you just want the obvious, but the obvious is there is a door here that cultists came through and there's a door here that came through.
Yeah, uh-huh. I assume that's where the rest of the noises are coming
if
from.
If you guys want to investigate at all, you may. Otherwise, what do you want to do?
I was going to also pop aloud to try and heal my nipples.
Okay.
I feel great.
I feel good too.
So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
So we're going to go down those halls, right?
Well,
oh, for sure.
We're going to start clearing rooms, bud.
Oh, yeah. That was a rough start for us.
Purging with our candy.
Honestly, I feel like it went pretty decent.
It went great for me. I dropped my dagger, but that's just because I'm not used to daggers. I normally just punch stuff. Yeah. But.
Okay. I'm just going to take the one.
I took 0 damage, so I'll take it.
I took 1.
Must be nice.
Yeah. I took 1 from killing a demon.
I took damage from something last session. I can't quite remember, but because I don't have full health. But
I think it was one of the demons.
No, it could not have been.
Couldn't have been. No. That doesn't make sense.
But I'm doing all right.
Or not demons. One of the possessed people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Someone got something on you.
Tried to stab me or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Fargrim, you're taking a loud?
I did take a loud.
You did?
I did.
Was it enough to heal you all the way?
It was only 12.
Okay, so your blood's still screaming.
Yeah, it did not heal me all the way.
Okay.
I could take more, but...
That's up to you guys. How long are you lingering here?
Not very.
As soon as the fight's
maybe
over,
maybe 20
like,
seconds. Yeah. We're just kind of getting our shit together.
Are you
start
movement?
Pushing into the temple.
Which doorway first?
You guys want to go left?
Okay.
You do, clearly.
I'm down.
Let's go left. I mean...
I'm the closest one to me, so I just...
if you guys could put this on the back, this goes... The doors should line up.
Oh, okay.
So this is one door, and that is one door.
I see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. So you guys picked the leftmost one?
Sure.
Okay. You are in a hallway. There is a closed door right next to where Fargrim is, and then you can kind of see around the corner another closed door. And then the hallway continues, but you can't quite see from where you're at.
Okay, can we check to see where sounds are coming from?
Yes, give me a perception check.
I'm going to use echolocation.
Give me a perception check with disadvantage.
Just
no. It's 19.
19? It does sound like there's something behind all of the doors, but the loudest sounds you hear almost like a chanting coming from the basement.
Hooty-hoo.
Or coming from down the hallway.
Okay.
But it echoes as if...
But it sounds like there's stuff coming from these rooms, too?
Yeah.
Guys, I think we got to go room by room. It sounds like the biggest stuff is down this hall, but we should probably clear the rest of the rooms.
No knob left unturned.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I'm going to try and open this door.
It is locked.
I am going to slam myself into it.
Give me a strength check.
Slam
it. I can unlock that.
Unnatural 20.
You kick it open. Back here, this does seem to be a storage room.
Uh-huh.
Back from when this was a Temple of Manon.
Mm-hmm.
There's like clean vestments. There's like holy oil.
Nice.
Holy water. Nice. They do seem like normally, like Gregor, you know this. Like usually, it's like this very like pure, mm-hmm. like diamond clear. It's got stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And it's not supposed to have stuff
like
in it.
Like water from like
some unholy water.
The beginning of the water boy.
That's the water you serve to your play?
Yeah, it's got some weirdness happening in it. One of it almost, you like look at it and like for a second it like looks like it's looking at you. Like it's like an eye. It's very disturbing. And then also in there you see two of these little goat creatures.
Oh my god.
Goat creatures.
And if you could...
Goddamn Zangors!
That's Zangoosie.
I'd like to charge the Zangors.
I wonder if you could put this little person in there, too. Let me just put up the stats for these guys super, super quick.
Dinky McDagger over there. That's his name.
Yeah?
The third.
Dinky McDagger the third. Okay, yeah. That's a good name.
The long line of McDaggers.
Just for my reference, it's been over a minute, right? I'd have to...
No.
It's been...
We said like 20 seconds.
Yeah, you guys took like 20 seconds to take quick stock,
then boot
figure stuff out, and we went through, what, like three rounds of combat? So that's 18. So you got like 20 seconds left. Okay.
As long as bro,
it's like two or three turns.
Breach hard and fast.
Commit damage this turn.
Sick.
And you're good.
Okay. If you guys could all roll initiative again, unless you don't want to attack.
No, I'm.
Oh no,
I'm bull rushing these.
We're in there, dog.
Nat 20.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice. So 22.
Oh.
I also got a 22.
That's a 10.
Didn't roll nat 20 though.
10 for Kronk. Ack, what did you get?
22.
22. Who has the higher?
I'm assuming I have a higher dex.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I'm trying to get these.
You're good.
Gregor, what'd you get?
5.
5. Oof.
If I didn't have advantage on initiative rolls, I'd have had a 6.
It is plus.
And we don't love
it. It's another 20. I'm just going to put them as a straight 20 just to make it a little easier because you all tied on initiative. And then.
Oops.
And then. Okay. Ack, you are up first. There is a. That's not the right one. There is some kind of like horned goat-like creature. There is another horned goat-like creature, and there's what appears to be some kind of like creepy witch thing.
Okay, well it's pretty far in, so I'm gonna let the boys run in when they can. So I'm just gonna peer over. I believe that's Gregor's shoulder, real quick. Or no, that's Kronk. Kronk.
Yeah.
Kronk. Kick the door in, mm-hmm. and the shadows are going to gather in my palms, and I'm going to cast 3 Eldritch Blasts at this
Zangor.
The double axe guy?
Yeah.
Old two axe.
Old double axe, that's what they call him.
And his pal one axe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me... I don't do this much, so I gotta look it up.
No, that's all good. Gives me a time to refresh myself on what these people can do.
First one's a 14.
14, and this is on 2X?
2X.
That's 2X.
14 does not hit.
All right, second one. that's a 10.
Does not hit.
Yes.
Oh, no, no.
Third one is a 19.
That will hit.
All right. It doesn't do a lot of damage, but...
Aw.
Tragic.
That's why it lets you do three of them, so... It is 10 points of damage, though.
Okay. Nice. And that's with Eldritch Blast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Force damage.
10 points of force damage.
It's all about that volume of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Ack?
No, I think that'll do it, because I don't think I can do anything else.
Cool. After Ack is Fargrim.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, so I'm still in a frenzy, so I'm just going to run up to the first... person.
That's probably the witch.
Let's do it.
You got just enough.
Let's do it. All right. I'm gonna just roll all three of my attacks right away. If that's cool.
Go for it.
Burn the witch.
Witch might burn you first.
All right. We got a nat 20.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Okay.
So we're about to hit real hard there. We got a 23.
That will also hit.
And a 29.
Oh, also hit. Okay.
Okay. So on a crit, I get to roll two extra weapon damage.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is chaotic.
It's gonna be a lot.
This is chaotic.
I think this witch is about to be mulched.
Huzzah.
Which is really funny because the thing she was going to do would be terrifying for you guys.
Power word mulch.
This is actually a really low roll. For me, to be honest.
37 damage.
No, there were a lot of twos. There were three. Yeah. Uh, 27 damage.
Do you happen to have great weapon fighting?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's a feat. Lets you re-roll ones and twos for damage.
No, I don't think so. Sounds like a great feat to pick up.
It's got 2 feet.
But, okay, so that's my nat 20 that I just rolled.
Yep.
Okay.
Two more attacks.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm-mm. 25 damage.
Okay.
And then my last one.
She's not looking great.
She better not be. 24 damage. Oh, wait. On my crit, I just rolled my regular 3 and then an extra 2. Don't I get to roll?
Yeah, you get to roll
again.
Double.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which might make the difference because she's not dead.
Okay. But I don't add any of the modifiers. This is just a flat roll, right?
Well, because you already added them the first
time
you did it.
The first
this,
time. Yeah. So this is just a 14. 14 damage.
No, those do double too.
No, but she rolled it the first time.
Right.
She just forgot to roll the double of the...
Yeah, but no, those... Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Instant. How would you like to kill her?
Mulch.
Violently.
Yeah, Kazook, as he is, like, screaming, slashing back and forth, will essentially have opened up her entire, like... chest cavity.
You do notice filleted. The blood in her, like, as you cut it, it, like, almost, like, you know how, like, the surface tension of water, like, it kind of holds its shape? Like, even more than that, it, like, kind of, like, holds its shape as you cut into her until she dies. And
it wants to stay on the inside.
It does.
I'm gonna put my hand in there and rip it and get it, take it into the outside.
The blood?
This blood is on the outside.
There is blood on the outside. Let's... Oh, yeah, man, she could do cool stuff. She could bloodbend.
Well, she's dead.
No more.
Yeah.
Bend to that.
After Fargrim is a good old one axe.
Oh, man, one axe, my goat.
Oh, he's probably going to be upset.
What are you doing, thwarting my plans?
Thwarting my plans.
Good old one axe is going to not like that Fergrim just killed his friend.
Oh, that's good. There's another door behind them they can flee out of.
And he's going to hurl flame at you, Fergrim.
What the
hurl flame?
Hurl what? Flame.
Seems real close. Be out here hurling flames.
That is a unnatural 20.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay.
Damn.
Got that whole axe, and you're just out here throwing flames.
Everybody always trying to cook you, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not.
They know our weakness. Wisdom throws in fire.
True,
brother. Well, I mean, this is Zinch. That is 18 points of fire damage.
Historically speaking, Zinch is familiar with our game.
Yeah, he is very familiar with what we do.
Yeah, he's.
He studied a lot of tape.
Yeah, he's got a lot. There's a lot of tape to study at this point.
Yep,
it's almost like he's got an inside man.
Did you say 18?
18.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay. After that is Oh, actually no, he can multi-attack. And that counts only as one of his attacks.
Okay.
Cool. He's gonna close the distance and he is going to try to gore you with his horns.
Okay.
Bro, this game is just actually Among Us.
That's
I am an imposter.
That's a 27.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Damn.
That is 14 points of piercing damage.
Oh, that go.
So that's going to be 7.
Mm-hmm. And then he's going to try to hit you with... Oh, those don't actually have tails. With the other horn, I guess.
It's feeling horny, huh?
Just a little bit.
Well, it's a good thing I'm going to come.
That's an 18.
To hit?
To hit.
Meets.
Meets. Okay, doesn't hit.
All right, so what I'm going to do, because he is within 5 feet of me and he just hit me and did damage, I'm going to retaliate.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit him back.
Oh, shit.
Bet you won't.
I might not.
Don't clean him up.
No, that's going to hit for sure, dude. That's 26. That's 26.
26 will hit. Good old one axe.
One X is a named character. That's his actual name.
One X's AC is 38.
So. That's 24 damage.
24, Zinch's
avatar. No one saw it coming.
That's why it didn't happen.
Very Zinchy.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's just one retaliation.
Okay. After that, Kronk, it is your turn.
Damn, okay. I would like to advance forward into combat.
Okay. With towards one axe or with two axe?
Both. Them.
Okay. You are now caught in between the two horn demons.
I'm in there, dog.
Get in there.
I am going to attack the one that Farge is in combat with the Shadow Blade.
Cool.
Nice. End him.
Let's make our three attacks. 26.
That'll hit.
Yeah, because I'm just using first rolls because this is not dimly lit. Question mark? The storage room? How dimly lit is it in here?
I mean, there's like...
What's the lighting?
Did we turn the lights on once we walked in?
There are torches lit on all of the walls, so it is not dimly lit.
Okay. Well, all right. That's a 26, a nat 20, and a 19.
Okay. Nice, dude.
One axe is going through it.
Well, he's going to fucking explode in a second here, because it's a lot.
I was gonna say, so those are some numbers, so...
Those are numbers.
That's DM's over like, 75 points of damage.
So that's going to be 91 points of psychic
91.
Damage.
He's not down.
What?
Wait, let me...
What?
Oh, my God.
Let me double check because Fargrim did deal some damage,
goat.
But... No, yeah, he's still good.
That's a goat. Wow. And this is one axe?
This is one axe.
Damn, these motherfuckers come in hordes by the hundreds.
Hold on. So it's 91 plus my 23, so that'll give...
24.
This is a level 14 character.
Zangor,
he's that's a spunky boy. All one axe,
I told
man.
You, this
he
is a, this is a named
name.
Character. Yeah.
I'm about to beat.
I gotta roll my fucking sleeves
this
up.
This is epic character Zangor.
I'm about to beat this dude last.
Okay, well, that's I'm gonna go ahead. Awesome. I'm gonna action surge.
Okay.
That's
dude,
so
surge
awesome.
That action right
bro,
now.
Bro, the fact that he is still standing is an affront to me.
I'm still standing.
So I'm gonna make...
I'm gonna take it as...
I'm gonna take two attacks at him, and another third personal. Attack is just gonna be a backhand swipe at the other dude.
Okay. Two attacks at him, one at the other guy. Okay.
Ouch. All right, so that's first one is a 24.
That will hit.
Second one is a nat one.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the third That's on the extra me. Guy is an 8.
Yeah, you're about to stab Fargrim in the nipple.
Kronk, roll me.
That's some serious output though. Six attacks.
Yeah, action surge isn't a fighter. Yeah,
that's impressive.
That's still lame as shit though.
Where's the die I need?
Excuse me?
There's a thing I need here. Yeah, Kronk, roll me this.
Oh my god.
Oh, what is it? How many sides is it?
I'm gonna come.
Yeah, how many sides was that?
Three.
Dice?
Three. Kronk, your Shadowblade hilt goes flying out of
Oh no.
Bitches. Oh shit.
It skitters back behind you, like coming to a stop at Ack.
Okay, well, he did take 23 psychic damage.
Okay.
Does the third attack count, or...
I would say because you rolled the nat 1, you could attack with something else, but you can't attack with your Shadowblade, so you'll probably need to re-roll that.
Sure.
Okay, I will draw...
I mean, I don't think he's dead yet, but
the
not quite.
Motherfucking Bane of the Witch.
Bane of the Witch. Ooh, good choice from fighting demons.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nice.
That's so funny.
Actually, I don't think that uses the same modifier. That should be one less because it goes off of my strength. Wait.
No.
Where is that coming from?
If you want to just re-roll it with Bane of the Witch.
It should not be there.
That's what he did, but it's using the wrong stat.
There we go. Okay, so 9. So that is 3 less, so 27.
27 will still hit.
Okay, it's 20 slashing damage that I'm presuming is magical, because I'm going to assume this is a magical sword.
Mm-hmm. Still not down, though.
What the fuck does this thing do again?
If you can see into the astral plane,
you
can cut
the tether.
Oh, that's
what it is. It's a +3 bonus to attack and damage rolls. That's where that +3 was coming from.
Because
I was like, where the fuck? Okay, so it takes 23 slashing damage, not 20. I also have advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma saving throws.
Nice, that's cool.
Well, yeah.
That'll be helpful.
Okay, I was not doing that earlier.
Well, I mean, you weren't wielding it.
Yeah.
So.
It just says attuned, while attuned.
Oh, okay.
So, well. And I'm immune to being charmed, and I have resistance to psychic damage.
Ooh.
Well, fuck me. Okay. should probably keep track of that.
Read your item.
Maybe.
Huh. Read your items, kids.
So, anyways, yeah.
Anything else, Kronk?
No.
Okay. It is Two Axe's turn.
Fuck me. Maybe I should wield this a little more often.
Maybe.
He's going to turn to you, Kronk.
He's pretty sick.
That's kinda and cool. He's going to try to gorge you.
That crit earlier would have fucking severed his soul from his body.
So that's a 23 to hit?
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay. You find the die. That is 9 points piercing damage, and you are not an undead nor a construct, so I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
22. Good to know he's not undead.
22.
We windows.
Okay. You feel like a small part of your soul has been stabbed as he does this. And then you're like,
it's a good thing my soul ain't
a bitch. It's right. And you're like, you know, my soul's not even here.
You're coming at me.
And you're good.
Bro, my soul's strong as fuck.
Yeah. So then it's going to try to stab you with each of its axes. So that is a unnatural 20, the first one.
Nope.
And a 14 for the second one.
Nope.
Okay.
Parried.
Okay. Gregor, it is your turn.
Hell yeah. All right. So, got one axe and two axe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I feel like with the way the rooms, it'd be hard for me to get at one axe. But I could definitely run the gauntlet and get at two axe. Because Fargrim's so fucking wide, he's blocking. He's just blocking my avenue of approach.
It is pretty far.
So I'm going to... What do we got?
You get 3 inches.
Oh, my God.
So you can get to...
That's all I need. Here. All right. It's not quite close enough.
No, you're about 10 feet away.
Do you have ranged anything?
No, I'm all melee all the time.
I thought you had like 2 javelins.
We really got to get you some range.
I mean, I have javelins. They ain't going to do shit against these beef
boys. Yeah, we got to get you some good ones.
I mean, I can
throw your hammer.
I can Misty Step again. I have 2 more level 3 spell slots.
You could do that.
Could do that.
Yeah, I'll do
get
that.
Get on the other
side. I'll Misty Step and then put me in between the two of them. just tanking.
Okay.
All right. And then, again, since I used my bonus action, I won't be able to hit with the Sun Sword, but I will, again, hit two axe twice with my hammers.
Okay.
Good call, good call.
Or hammer. Two hammer blows, if you will.
Come on. Oof.
Okay,
that's not a good sign.
And this is on one axe or two axe?
Two axe.
Okay.
So that's going to be an unnat 20.
Okay.
That'll hit.
And then a, excuse me, a 16.
That will not hit.
Okay. So the unnat 20, I'll just roll the damage for the unnat 20 then. So that's 10 bludgeoning plus 14 radiant. So total Falcon 24 ball. Damage.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Nice. Ack, it is your turn again.
All right. I'm going to run in and run up on two Acks that I shot with my Ulrich Bolt.
Okay.
Just sneak up in there, and I'm going to try and stab him with Gaunt's Ulna.
Okay.
Twice. And I get advantage because my party members are in melee with it.
Fuck. Fair.
Bone short, like bone shiv.
You're boning him?
Well, you said stabbing him with a... So, I mean, technically, he is boning him.
Technically. Bone. That's a 30 to hit.
That'll
hit. Or, sorry,
hit.
29.
That'll still hit.
Damn. For the first one, I'll roll the second one right away.
Spicy. Sure.
Skibbity.
This one's less good. This is a soft 20.
That will still hit.
I'm going to go. Out of this combat, relatively unscathed.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. Fuck.
First one... is...
I feel pretty scathed.
Relatively
7
scathed.
Points of piercing and 6 points of radiant.
Okay.
And the second one...
Fucking nice, dude. Feeling lightly scathed?
Yeah.
Those rolls are so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, make them louder.
We gave you a little side table at one point.
I don't know where it is, but I could use that one. That is 8 points of piercing and 6 points of radiant.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use... a key point to do flurry of blows, which has to be unarmed strikes. So two more unarmed strikes.
Okay.
19. Rolled a 9 on both of them. Actually,
will
20,
hit.
Soft 20.
Soft 20. That will still hit.
Punches are plus 11.
That's insane.
This one is 29.
Points or to hit?
To hit.
That'll hit.
All right, and this one is just this. 5 plus, what is my punchy modifier?
Wouldn't you like to know?
So 10 points for the first one.
Okay.
And 9 points for the second one.
Okay.
Cool. And that's it. That's my turn.
Nice.
Let me mark my key point.
Fargrim.
Yes.
Farge.
You're
up.
Farge in the house.
Hurrah.
Farge in the house. Farge in the house.
All right.
You got one axe and two axe right up on you. All
right.
All right, I guess you're more up on one axe at this point.
Yeah. Murder him to death.
I'm gonna go ahead. Oh, no. 13 probably won't hit.
13 will not hit.
Okay.
Why are you bad?
I don't know,
man. I'm saying, like...
26, though.
That will hit.
Way better.
That will hit. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got here, buddy.
We hope that hits at least.
A little roll.
Can I just say this D7's a fucking abomination?
what was it?
It's like lopsided and fucking all this weird shit.
It's like a weird
Mobius 22 right? Damage on that.
22? Okay.
Is he dead yet?
Return to
sender. I think he might be. Let me check.
Prage. Jesus Christ. It's Jason Bourne.
Prage? It's Jason
Bourne? What's wild is like insta-clap the third dude that was in here. And
yes, he is dead. Yeah. One axe is dead.
Fuck. Holy Woo-hoo. Fuck.
Fuck that Zangor.
Okay, so I'll
He'll
use...
be remembered.
I'm going to use my... actually, do I have the movement to close in, or is everybody
have you moved
in the
this
way?
Turn?
No.
Yeah, I think you could probably shoulder... I think that's Gregor to the side.
That's Kronk. Directly in front?
No, I'm saying you could probably move Gregor a little bit with your bulk and sneak in, in there.
Okay.
Stay low.
I'll
coming in at 3 foot
it.
2.
I'm going to try
720
I'm
going
to try to pile
weight.
In.
Yeah.
All right, piling in for my last
base to base contact. It's fine.
Oh no.
2% body fat.
Nat 1.
Oh no.
Kazook, while screaming Kazook, goes flying. You went back and just slips out of your hands and goes flying back behind you.
Well,
bouncing. Actually, as it hits the wall, a secret door opens.
Whoa.
Bounces, and then it skitters off into this corner here.
That's kind of wild.
Okay.
Secret
door. I'm gonna work towards going to get that.
Okay.
Never mind, guys.
You will take an opportunity attack.
From the dude?
From the dude.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Hold
a minute.
Up.
Put a fucking thumb in it. What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I have something for this. I just need to...
Yeah, take
it. It's a very, oh, man, moment. Me just turning around.
What are you doing?
Doing touch-ups on...
right now?
Mid-game touch-ups?
What?
What is happening? Are you naming him?
He's making him special. He's
commemorating old one axe.
He's a very special Zangor.
We're putting some soulstone blue on his axe.
Hold on, okay. I thought I had something.
I thought you were gonna like write one axe on the bottom or something.
No.
Oh, I mean,
world's strongest Zangor.
Never mind. Because I'm not wielding. I still have my shield, but I'm not wielding it technically.
Yeah, because you have.
Yep. Never mind. He was keyword wielding.
It happens.
Yeah. So Fargrim.
Mm-hmm.
As you go back to get, because you know that rolled really well.
Of course.
That is going to be a 26 to hit.
Always. Always.
Okay. And that is going to be 11 points piercing damage, and I'm going to need a constitution.
What does that have? Does that say
5?
Or 5? 5?
Yeah, we'll say 5. And I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Let me just mark this real quick.
History will remember he was a goat.
Yeah. If Zangors were this strong in Warhammer, the Thousand Suns Combat Patrol would be
It'd
so
be
much better.
Jover for everyone.
That's a 17.
17?
It'd be a roll, yeah.
Okay.
T-Suns are already pretty great right now, so.
Cool.
No, they were never
Not
great, though.
You feel a small rip in your soul,
and
then you're like, you know what? I am so fucking mad right now. You just ignore it.
I'm dead focused on Kazook. I'm like, damn it. Like,
okay.
I gotta get a strap for this thing.
Okay. So, up
you could say
next.
You should chain it to your forearm.
Is there anything else, Fargrim?
Well, he just had a mind-blowing
You're
going to
be Karn at the rate you're going.
Well, Fargrim is you never know what happens.
As intended.
Okay. Anything else? Fudge.
Nope.
Nope? Okay.
Fudge.
Folgers.
Folgers.
Kronk, you are up.
Okay.
You got 2 axes in front of you.
I'm going to make my 3 attacks with the Bane of the Witch.
Okay.
Because of the audacity of this bitch.
Yeah. Whoa.
So is that one, that one. 1, 2. Trace. All right, so we got 28.
That'll hit.
17.
That'll hit.
16.
Or, I'm sorry, the 17 and the 16 will not hit.
Okay,
sorry.
So one hit. All right.
Looking at the wrong numbers.
That'll be 11 slashing damage.
Okay. Cool.
Isn't it plus 3 from the... Or does that add that on?
I'm pretty sure I have that included already.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else, Kronk?
No. That is all.
Cool. Ack, are you still up on him?
Yes, I am still up on him.
Oh, cool. He is going to try to get you with his horns.
Okay.
That is a 24 to hit.
That will hit. Okay. And as a reaction, I am going to cast Hellish Rebuke.
Cool. Real quick before that happens, though, you're going to take 11 points piercing damage, and I'm going to need a Constitution saving throw from you.
Damn, that's so much damage. Okay. You said Constitution saving.
Constitution.
Oh. Okay. All one axe has been made special.
Love that for him.
I have plus 1 to Constitution. That is a 10.
10. Ack?
Yeah?
You also feel a small rip, like, through your very soul.
Through your ass.
Can I?
You don't feel great about it.
I would assume not.
But yes, you said Hellish Rebuke?
Yeah, he has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dex save. Let's go. Ooh, that's not great. That's 9?
My DC is...
14, so he takes 3d10 what kind of damage? Fire damage.
Okay.
10, 7, so 17, another 7, so 24 points of fire damage.
Okay. What's Axe passive perception?
Let me check.
It's high, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's 16, 17.
17. Yeah, it looks like the fire doesn't even touch him.
Oh, that's so lame.
He is going to try to hit you again.
Tell him not to.
With first axe. That is a 26.
That hits.
Okay, that is 15 points of piercing damage.
Jesus, that hurts.
And then, Fargrim, you're over there in the corner.
Yep.
Yarp.
Oh, that's a crit fail. He points one of his axes at you, and you see like this red fire build up around it. Blows back on him.
That's what I thought.
Yep. a lot of crit fails today, guys. Yeah. Just in general.
Big day for critical failure. Just like my life.
Gregor, it is your turn.
About fucking time, dude. I'm going to swing on this dude. So I'm going to do 2 hammer strikes as well as then bonus action.
Did I get skipped again?
Sunblade.
Did he get skipped?
No, because you were the first one in the combat.
Yeah, and I'm the last.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So I'll do the hammer strikes first.
Okay.
I forgot that I went first.
so that's going to be a 28.
That will hit.
And then an unnat 20.
That will also hit.
Sweet. All the... Big damage here. Big damage.
Come on.
And I do just want to double check, since you are dual wielding, you are rolling the one-handed damage for your hammer, correct?
Yeah,
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Just
yeah.
Double checking.
Well, I've only ever written down the one-handed, because I've never wielded the hammer two-handed.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's always had a shield.
Yeah, I've always
had my bad. In my head, it was always two-handed.
Totally fair point. So that's going to be... 17 bludgeoning plus 12 radiant for this. So 17, okay. For that's the hammer damage. And then now I will roll to see if my sunblade hits.
Cool.
That is going to be a 23.
That will hit.
Okay. So that's going to be 15 slashing damage, and then now I gotta roll the radiance. And then an additional 9 radiant.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Points on the board.
Not quite dead.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Two axes just hanging in there.
These angles are tanky.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
After Gregor, it is axe turn.
All right. I'm gonna stab it with my daggers.
Okay.
They're empowered. With bullshittery.
I mean, this place is degree. Hallowed ground of Zinch. So,
Or
desecrated ground of Zinch, I guess, is probably the better.
I mean, well, that's a cool.
Nat 20 for the first one.
Nat 20? That'll hit.
That's a cool reveal for everyone here at the
I mean, you guys kind of knew that.
Desecrated ground of Zinch.
I mean, it wasn't that far fetched to think, you know.
And a 30 for the second.
It hadn't been
a 30 that will also hit.
Yeah, we didn't speak truth to that power yet. Exactly. Or?
Right, now it's in the ether, though.
For the Nat 20. 8 points of slashing and 14 points of radiant.
Nice,
okay.
Dude.
And for the second attack, 4 plus 5. Oh, the other one has an additional 5 points of damage.
Okay.
So that's 9 points of slashing and, or piercing, I think. Yeah, piercing and 4 points of radiant. And then I'm going to do another flurry of blows to do 2 more unarmed strikes. 28 to hit, and
how would you like to kill
another soft 20 to hit?
Nice.
So I'll have the dagger, and I'll just be like puncturing him in the stomach, and then I'm gonna flip it around, and I'm just gonna pommel him, jump up and pommel him twice on the head, and just like smash his head into the floor.
Cool.
I'm assuming he disappears.
He disappears. One of the axes goes with him. The other one clatters to the floor.
Oh, my. Ooh. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Can I pick it up?
You mm-hmm. can. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, you pick it up. Give me a wisdom save.
Yeah, I knew that was happening. I'm close to Gregor, so that's a soft 20. Or no, so 18, sorry.
Swarf.
You hear in your mind, I am the ruin. I am the desolation. I shall help you build and crumble empires.
Guys, this axe is talking to me.
Smile. Put it down.
Okay, I'm gonna put it down.
Put it down.
You put it down. As you're putting it down. No, we shall ruin. We shall rule. No.
He's talking about ruling, and I don't know how to read a ruler, and it's... You guys can take it if you want, but I'm kind of done with talking stuff.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
We probably shouldn't leave this here, though.
We can come back for it.
Sure. I can put it in my bag of holding.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
All right, I'm gonna stuff it in my bag of holding.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. You're putting it in Fargrim's bag of holding?
In my bag of holding.
In yours, okay.
Yeah.
I'll fuck myself, it's fine.
That totally won't get forgotten about.
No.
Nope. like the billion
better than
other
like
things.
Random other person you can put that in and being subject to.
Acts of Zeench.
Okay. Nice, dude. Oh. Not ominous, not a weird item descriptor.
Yeah.
It's a great like at all. Have.
No.
We just have a lot of things that need to be destroyed.
We should re-gift it.
Yeah.
Like Ellie, and congrats on being captain of the guard. Have a beautiful axe.
This is a great axe.
And Matorga falls.
You mean rises from the ashes.
You got to spend money to make money.
Well, with this room cleared, I think this is a good place to end the episode. Thank you very much to our sponsors. We got Fan Roll. BB Health.
The GOAT.
Guys, stay boosted.
Stay blessed.
All day, every day.
You know what it is. We've been shouting it from the rooftops for literal years now, and we're going to keep on.
A while.
You can't stop us.
No.
Only VB Health can, I don't think they will.
Yeah, only VB Health can by pulling their sponsorship.
And even then, I feel like we will accidentally... Yeah, like, it's so ingrained.
We just support the brand.
Don't tell them that.
We totally would stop talking about you if we weren't sponsored.
If we weren't,
I put the axe in my inventory as Axe of Zinch, and for the description, I put the axe from old 2X, the Zangor.
Nice. Fuck that guy, for real,
2X.
I'm about 1X.
We really lost two living legends today.
Yeah.
Are they living?
Nope.
Yeah.
They could be.
The never living.
Yeah.
The never born, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're just.
Thank you also to our patrons.
Throw it up, big.
We love and appreciate you.
Throw it up.
My God.
We do both of those things, both love and appreciate.
No, you guys are honestly really great.
You guys are cool.
Yeah.
We like you.
Much appreciated.
I do love you, but I don't appreciate you.
Wow.
Jeez.
Not happy you guys just hanging in there, even like, you know, when we take breaks or like when the recording schedule's a little whatever. Just you guys still like. Hitting us up, whether it be in person or over the socials, being like, yo, where's that fresh drop? Like,
where the good shit
It's just
at?
Cool, yeah. man. So thank you guys That's for fun. Still just like just constantly waving the flag for us, you know?
I also appreciate, I don't get the DMs anymore. Our editor gets the DMs, and I just appreciate you guys for that.
I still get accosted at the gym, but it's great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That does happen.
Yeah.
I do get texts from your mom.
Yeah.
Yo, where that shit at?
Dawn be like, where that drop, bro?
Dawn be hitting us up for that. That's good, funny. Good.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
I think that's all we got.
Yeah,
that's it for today.
I don't know exactly when this episode's dropping, but it's...
eventually.
Merry Kronkmas, guys.
Yeah, I would assume it's going to be after the holidays.
Post 2025. Into 2025.
Like yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe so, the first episode of 25.
Crazy.
I don't know exactly where our
it's somewhere in there. Anyways, hope everyone had a good Christmas and New Year's, unless this drops right before that, in which case I hope you have a good Christmas and New Year's.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy Kronkmas.
Yeah. Live La Vida Loca.
Or Sanguinous?
Sanguinala.
Sanguinala, yeah. Sorry for those.
All right, guys.
See you next time.
Bye.